Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh man, I guess the confirmation hearing turned off just in time. Anyway, back in better than ever. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show .com. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a day it has been. What a day. What a day. Just so embarrassing. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. It's me, yours truly, Ron Kelly. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Find me on all the social media nonsense, Facebook, Ron Kelly Show, Twitter. I know a lot of y'all don't like Twitter. And Instagram. No, I'm not on Instagram. Some Russians, the Russians hacked my page on Instagram. So if you see anything on there, it may not be me. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining me this evening. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let me start with this. You know, when you, the simple answer to any question is yes or no. That's a very simple answer. Yes or no. So if somebody asks, if you were accused of something and someone asks you if you did it or not, let's say you go to the police station or whatever, and if someone says, did you do that? The simple answer is yes or no. But, you know, we watched this this confirmation hearing. I want to talk a little bit about it. Oh, God, how embarrassing. And also, Kaz, America's dad, hauled off in handcuffs earlier this week. What's wrong with a little tribalism, you know? And somebody said to me the other day, like, how in the world could you have any sympathy for Bill Cosby? Someone said that to me. How in the world could I have sympathy for Bill Cosby? Yes, someone asked me that. Yeah. And I do have sympathy for Bill Cosby, and I'll get to that. But let me talk about this this circus, this sexual confirmation hearing, the confirmation hearing for membership in the Supreme Court, the highest court of the land, for life. Can't get fired. President can't even revive. I don't even think the president can remove you. You're there for life until you die. And this Judge Kavanaugh is not that old. You know, he's in his 50s, I believe. So it's expected that he'll be on the Supreme Court for a long time. So we had the confirmation hearing finally today. And Dr. Christine Blasey Ford was given an opportunity to state her case. Now, this is a virtual pipe bomb that's going to explode and just in a couple of weeks, because now it's a pipe bomb. It's a virtual pipe bomb that's going to explode in a couple of weeks. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Yeah, I was on People's Court yesterday. I may get into that a little bit later on. But first, hey, Barbara, shout out to Barbara Payton. What's up, Barbara? How you doing? So we watched this confirmation hearing, and the whole country was watching. I mean, this was something that was telecast all around the world, and a lot of the stations stuck with it the whole time, ABC, NBC, CBS. They stuck with it the whole time. They preempted all of their programming so we can watch Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, female, who is accusing Supreme Court nominee, federal judge Brett Kavanaugh, accusing him of doing sexual harm to her many years ago. She was a, when they were in high school. Now, some of you may wonder, like, you know, this is something you talk about 35 years ago. Does that really count? Good, good. You know, hope to bump into you sometime. I haven't seen you in a long time. Shout out to Barbara Payton. And so on the one hand, you have some folks who say, well, you know, it was 35 years ago, and, you know, people snap out of it, and you know, and can you really hold somebody accountable for something they did many years ago? Well, ask Bill Cosby. But anyway, so I'm watching this hearing, and the body language of this man, and I'm not going to, you know, and what I'm saying is clearly nonpartisan. So I'm looking at the body language of this man, and he's squirming in his chair. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. Squirming in his chair, Mr. Judge Kavanaugh. And he just wouldn't answer any questions. Now, the simple answer to any question is no. Right? Did you do A, B, or C? No. Judge Kavanaugh was unable to say no. You see, and I'm talking from a, yeah, and I watch this. You know, I watch this because when I come on the air, I want to know what the hell I'm talking about. So I watched it. And the body language, you know, I'm not a body's expert, but the body language of Judge Kavanaugh was suspect. Because when he was asked at the end of the, I'll jump to the end. When he was asked at the end of the proceeding, was Dr. Ford lying? He couldn't say, he did not answer. He did not answer. Now, when he was asked about the other people who haven't been before the Senate Judiciary Committee, when he asked about them, he said, well, yeah, you know, yeah, they lying because they haven't testified. And it's easy to say that they're lying because we don't know what their account is of what happened. So it's easy to say that they're lying. Oh, yeah, they're lying. They haven't been before the committee. They haven't given any testimony. There's no record of what they say happened to them. So, yeah. But when he was asked about Dr. Ford, he couldn't say she was a liar. Couldn't say it. You know why? Because she's not a liar. She's telling the truth. And why wouldn't President Trump pick a fellow sexual abuser to go on the Supreme Court? Why wouldn't he? And so it was a total circus. I watched, you know, earlier today. I mean, I couldn't watch it because I was at work. But I was able to watch it when I made it a point of watching it when I came home. And I saw how, you know, the Democratic senators asked questions. And the Republican senators gave statements. So what happened was the senators on the Democratic side would ask questions. Did you do this? Did you do that? Et cetera, et cetera. And Judge Kavanaugh would not answer any questions, which is definitely makes him suspect to me. And the Republicans gave statements, gave glowing reviews of, oh, you're sorry this had to happen to you. But, you know, well, nobody, who apologized to Merrick Garland? Now, a lot of you don't know this, but Merrick Garland, or some of you may not know this, I can't say you don't, but Merrick Garland was President Obama's choice to sit on the Supreme Court. And President Obama had 14 months left to his term. 14 months left to his term. Now, this man, Merrick Garland, was left floating in the wind because the evil Republicans would not let President Obama choice for the Supreme Court. They would not present, they would not hold hearings, confirmation hearings for President Obama's Supreme Court choice, Merrick Garland. Now, this went on for more than a year. More than a year. Merrick Garland floated, you know, blew in the wind. And consequently, Merrick Garland was never, ever brought before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he just, When Obama left, he just left too. See, but everybody forgets about that, though. Like, oh, now the Democrats are scoundrels and they're horrible and they stink and, you know, all of this stuff that, you know, con job. But what happened to Merrick Garland? What happened to Merrick Garland? Merrick Garland wasn't even brought before a committee. And so for 14 months, the last 14 months of President Obama's term, Mitch McConnell, who was the Senate Majority Leader, would not allow Merrick Garland to be brought before the committee. So, you know, for them to, just for the Republicans now to snipe on the Democrats, and, you know, they're the worst people in the world. It's just comical. And it's very sad. And this whole political display of nonsense, it's very sad. And you see, and this is what politics is about. See, you know, you might not see this in Passaic County, but it happens. You might not see this in New York. I mean, it happens in Albany. It happens in Trenton. It happens in every state capital of this country. Every state capital in this country. It happens in Sacramento. It happens in Austin. It happens in every state capital in America. Politics is a very dirty business. And so what we do, we're just left to watch. So, you know, so I'm watching, and I'm watching these hearings, and I'm it's just so sad. And I'll tell you, my how I see it, Judge Kavanaugh is telling a lie. Judge Kavanaugh did what that lady said he did. He was a drunk, and he abused women because he couldn't say no on specific questions. He could not say no on a specific question. Now, at the end, when Senator Kennedy, not the other one, but this other one from North Carolina, I think it is. So when he asked him, is Dr. Ford telling a lie? He said he could not answer that question. He could not answer it. But now, like I said earlier, now the other two people who haven't testified and who knows what they got to say, yeah, they're lying. You know why I said they're lying? Because there's nothing to go back and look at. There's nothing to go back and look at. See, but Dr. Ford's testimony is part of the record. So he couldn't say she was a liar because she's not. She's telling the truth. Kavanaugh was a drunk and a woman abuser. And more than likely, you know, I'm betting that even though I believe that he's lying, I do think because of the balance of power in the Senate, where the Republicans have more of their people as senators than the Democrats, that he'll probably get confirmed. So welcome to everybody. Welcome to my people, blogtalkradio.com. My listeners out there complaining that they're being mistreated, that I'm not paying them enough attention. So, you know, I got some ugly emails. Well, they weren't that ugly, but you know, shout out to my people at blogtalkradio.com and rockkellyshow.com. As a matter of fact, I wanted to bring up, just to show y'all that, you know, that this engine doesn't run without you. I wanted to bring up, as a matter of fact, I'll bring it up during the break. It'll give me time to bring it up and mention some of the new likes. Mention some of the people, the new folks who have logged on to the Ron Kelly Show. And don't forget now, R. Kelly Show Nation, is that what I says? Yeah, R. Kelly Show Nation is my blog. I haven't, you know, I'll get to all of this stuff, y'all. It's been crazy months, a year. It's been crazy. But anyway, I'll get to that stuff. Anyway, the Ron Kelly Show Nation blog is up and running. So you just put Ron Kelly Show Nation in the search engine on Facebook, and you'll find it. So yeah, so again, it's just a circus, just embarrassing to be an American nowadays with this Trump stuff going on. And I think that the man lies. I think that he lied, and I want to know what the other people think who are out there listening to the program. So you can hit me up on Facebook, Facebook Live. You just put your comment in the you can write your comment in the comment section in the feed, and I'll convey it to the folks on Blog Talk Radio as well. All right, 15 minutes past the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Exhausted from watching this farce, watching this display of, oh man. The Republicans, it'd be real easy for the Democrats to just vote them down. The Republicans are saying, the Republicans are in a bad position right now because, for example, RAIN is the largest anti-sexual violence organization in America. It's called RAINN, RAINN. And just today alone, since that hearing came on, the hotline has increased the volume of women calling into RAINN, which is the largest anti-sexual violence organization in America. The amount of people who have called into that organization is up 147% since today. And see, so what's going to happen is, you know, we got the midterms coming up, midterms where Obama got creamed in 2000 and I forget what it was, 2010 maybe, when Obama got creamed. And the, because when Obama became president, the Senate was majority Democrat and the House of Representatives was majority Democrat. So you got a Democrat president, Democrat Senate, and a Democrat House. And during one of those midterms, I think it was the 2014 midterms, Obama got creamed and the Republicans retook the Senate and the House. So Obama was a real lame duck for the last 2 years of his presidency. And the Merrick Garland diss was a perfect example of that, because he wasn't able to get his Supreme Court nominee before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He wasn't able to do it because the Republicans were in charge, and they said, no, we're not having you, and you're not going to do it. You're going to wait until the next president comes. So he couldn't do it. So he only had six justices. So, you know what, I'll take a quick break. I'll take a quick, very quick break, and I'll come back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
And we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Well, it's kind of dead in here tonight with Facebook Live. I may have to flip to another venue. Like, there's nobody on the Facebook Live feed tonight. It's okay because, you know, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. And the ratings over there on Blog Talk Radio are pretty good. So in every category. So thank you, everybody, for watching. Those who are watching, thank you. Those who listen, thank you. And we'll move on with the program So, yeah, so I think Judge Kavanaugh is lying. I think he's lying, and I think, but I do think he's going to get confirmed anyway because the Senate, the Republicans hold a majority in the Senate. Now, the problem is going to be there's going to be a lot of women, female backlash, and the concern is if this Republican Senate, the Republican-led Senate, confirms Judge Kavanaugh, will it wind up being a problem in with the midterms? Are the women going to backlash? Because we got the Me Too movement right now, too. So this is a lot. You know, there's some heads that are going to roll in the Republican Senate. And on one hand, they want to vote their party. But on the other hand, they know this Me Too movement is big. It's huge. The Me Too movement is huge. And there's a lot of women who vote. So what's going to happen is that the women are going to take their anger out at the polls. And the Senate knows. The Republican senators know. Some of these Republican senators sit in states that are blue, or largely Democratic. So this is the concern that they have. If they vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh, what's going to happen now? Do we lose our seats because women are going to be pissed off? Because women are going to be pissed off. You got the Me Too movement right now. They're sweeping the country. Sweeping the country, this Me Too movement. And it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for the Republicans and people. So from what I understand, the Republicans are having a meeting right now, and they're trying to decide whether they're going to vote for Judge Kavanaugh or not. But there's a lot to consider here, a lot to consider. So we'll find out. I believe the vote is scheduled for tomorrow. So what they're going to do is either they'll vote for Judge Kavanaugh or they'll delay the vote so they can check out these other two people. Because then that's the other thing, too. Now, you're not only dismissing Dr. Ford, you're dismissing the other people who accused him as well. And that in this Me Too movement right now, that's not going to be good. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I keep my eye on it. And of course, I'll post about it on my show page. I had mixed feelings yesterday or Tuesday, watching the Cos, Bill Cosby, America's dad, Heathcliff Huxtable, the creator of The Cosby Show, A Different World, being hauled off in handcuffs yesterday, 80 years old, frail old man, could barely keep up with the police officers who were taking him away. And, you know, I can't help but feel a little sorry for not necessarily for Bill Cosby, but for us. You know, I feel sorry for the black community that we've lost another icon. We've lost another, you know, another ray of hope. Because as most of you know, Bill Cosby gave away a lot of money to historically black colleges, and black causes. Gave away a lot of money. He did a lot of good things in his life. But unfortunately, now is now. And, you know, if the allegations against him are true, then he should be punished in some sort of way. So, but I can't help but feel sorry, somewhat for Bill Cosby. I do feel sorry for him. I feel sorry that he... I feel sorry that I feel sorry for I feel sorry for the black community that we've lost another icon. Shout out to Aaron. Aaron, what's up, buddy? I don't know if I'm going over to JR tonight, but This is bothering me. Okay, so I feel sorry for the black community that we've lost another icon. That's who I feel sorry for. Because Dr. Bill Cosby did a lot for black people. He did a lot in the black community. And, you know, and so I feel bad for us. Because we've lost another icon. You know, we've lost Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson and some of the, you know, even as far as we've lost a lot of people, you know, to unscrupulous situations like Whitney Houston drowning in the bathtub, drug overdose or whatever they're alleging. You know, Michael Jackson dying of a drug overdose, something that's supposed to be prescribed by a doctor. And then his doctor went to jail. Now there's Bill Cosby, America's dad. And I watched some of the, prepping for the show, I watched some of the Pudding Pop commercials, you know, they used to come on when we were younger. And they were so cute. You know what I'm saying? They were adorable little kids, and he was, you know, who he was. You know, Dr. Bill Cosby did a lot for black folks. You know, and he's part of history. He's the first black man to co-star in a network television series, I Spy, back in the day with Robert Culp. He was the first black person to co-star on a network television show. And when he was one of the producers of The Cosby Show. And the show, that was the first show that it introduced America to a different type of black family. Because we were always used to, you know, that Fox had a TV show when they were first starting out 20 years ago called South Central. And we had Good Times and the Jeffersons. And we were talking about this the other night with Segal Place. And, you know, the Jeffersons, yeah, and say, oh, you know, and I was talking about how black folks were depicted on television before Bill Cosby came along. And I'm like, well, you know, George Jefferson, even though he was a businessman, but the show rarely focused on his business. It didn't focus on his business. It focused on him and his neighbors, him and with the English guy and the black and white couple. That's what, in the nonsense he used to get himself into. That's what the show was about. It wasn't about Bill Cosby. I mean, it wasn't about Sherman Hemsley or George Jefferson being a businessman. It wasn't about that. So when The Cosby Show came along, it was the very first show that depicted black people where we weren't living in the projects, and we wasn't broke, you know. Felicia Rashad was a lawyer, the woman who played Mrs. Huxtable, Claire Huxtable, and Bill Cosby was a doctor. We'd even seen that. You've never seen that before on a television show headed up by black people. It was usually, you know, some kind of welfare situation, food stamps, projects. You know, that's how we were depicted. The Good Times ran for so many years. And some of these other shows, either we were snitches, you know, the black guy was always a snitch that the white cop can run to, you know, like Starsky and Hutch, you had Huggy Bear, you know, Huggy Bear was the snitch, you know, and that's what black people were depicted as, snitches. We were snitches or we were broke. So when The Cosby Show came out, it introduced America to a whole different type of black person. Where they were like, whoa, what's this? The mother's a lawyer, the father's a doctor, and the kids are not gang members? You know, they live in a brownstone in Brooklyn. And, you know, I mean, the kids weren't perfect, but, you know, they were nothing like some of these other kids running around out here half crazy. And that uplifted us, what he did. It put us in a whole new light. I mean, white people still were racist. Some of them, not all of them, some of them. But it put us in a whole new light. So I'm talking to a friend of mine last night. He's still a friend who said to me that the perception, former police officer, I won't say his name, that the perception is that anytime you pull over a black person, and see, and this is the problem in America. You know, the perception is that if you pull over a black person, they got drugs or guns in their cars. And he said that to me. He said, statistically speaking, most of the time when you pull over a black person, they have drugs or guns in their car. And I nearly fell out of my chair. But, you know, but I didn't react to it. I thought it was nonsensical, but I didn't react. I just said, well, you know, if that's what you think, that's what you think. I mean, I did speak back to it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't go in like I normally would. So this is the perception. You know, even from police officers, when they pull us over, they look at us as being a potential problem. Basically, like, these Negroes, you know, they might have some drugs or guns in their car. Or they might be violent, because that's what we looked at. It's like violent predators, like they said Bill Cosby was. So anyway, Bill Cosby, I felt bad. I felt bad. Not just for Bill Cosby. I felt bad that he must have some type of mental issue. Because, you know, Bill Cosby could have had anybody he wanted. Those women were falling over, tripping over each other, trying to get to him. Because he was powerful. He had NBC by the balls. He was a powerful man. And he snapped his fingers and you'd be on a TV show. And Bill Cosby was young back then, you know, like 30 years ago when the Cosby Show was on the air, 25 years ago, whatever it was. And he could have had anybody he wanted. But he could have had anybody he wanted. He didn't need to put anybody to sleep. So you see, so that was what Bill Cosby did was that was a disease. Because you have to be crazy to do something like that. To want to put somebody under. Why would I want to put you? I want you awake when I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't want you to be sleeping. So, you know, once you're responding, you know what I'm saying? And it's an illness. What Bill Cosby has is an illness. So I felt bad for him and I felt bad for America. Not just black folks, but everybody. Because Bill Cosby was one of those comedians that didn't curse, he didn't use foul language, like a lot of these comedians do, especially the black ones, and the white ones too. Use a lot of foul language, a lot of F words and N words and all kinds of stuff. It's just part of their shtick to talk dirty. And it was very sad. I don't know how y'all felt. I mean, some people told me like they got misty eyed, and they should have, because it was sad to see Bill Cosby hauled off. Hauled off like a common criminal in handcuffs. Very, very sad. So yes, it was very, very, it was a sad situation to see Bill Cosby. Sad situation to see Bill Cosby hauled away in handcuffs. 3 to 10. Which means that he, you know, he could die at any time. He's 81 years old. So he can die at any time. You know, but as I said last night, when I was talking to some people, Bill Cosby will be well protected in jail. Nobody's going to mess with him. And the inmates will protect Bill Cosby, not just the guards, because there's not enough guards to protect nobody in prison. There's not enough of them. But Bill Cosby will be protected by the inmates. Whoever, the Blood Crips, whoever, will protect Bill Cosby. You don't have to worry about anything or anybody bothering him. Yeah, there's a strong possibility he may wind up
in one of those government farm jails where there's hardly any bars. What fence is he going to climb over? Even if it's a little, you know, how far is he going to run before he gets caught? So, you know, to put him in a maximum security prison would be inhuman. So he's probably going to go to one of those, you know, club fed, you know, where they got a pool and everything. And his lawyers asked for a continuance. They asked for bail while they appeal. The judge said no. Because this is, so you have to look at this, you know, I mean, his spokesperson said his spokesperson said it was a racist trial. And at first glance, you say, like, well, maybe not. But if you look it up, there's a, shout out to Lamont Gates, there's a doctor, and I put it on my Facebook page, it says Dr. Shafiq Sheikh. Look that up. Dr. Shafiq Sheikh, the Baylor University graduate doctor who raped a patient, and it wasn't even his patient. And that doesn't justify it was his patient. It's all right for him to do it. Dr. Shafiq Sheikh raped a woman repeatedly, went into a room and raped her. Rape, penetration, the whole nine. And the rape, now they have video that shows him going, shows him on her floor where she was supposed to be up there because each doctor's assigned to a floor. So he was up there on her floor, and they did a rape kit, and, you know, DNA came back to him. So Dr. Shafiq Sheikh, who raped an incapacitated patient, raped a woman who was under, got 10 years probation. This is just last month. Dr. Shafiq Sheikh, Baylor University doctor who worked at Baylor University Medical Center, found to have raped a woman. DNA evidence, you know. And Dr. Shafiq Sheikh got 10 years probation. And Dr. William H. Cosby Jr. got 3 to 10. This man got probation. So some of you might say, well, he's, you know, look how many women Bill Cosby did. Okay, that's kind of a sort of a possible valid argument. But how many, rape is still rape. Rape is rape. Like, murder is murder. Now, so why would the frequency of Bill Cosby's transgressions be any more severe, or should be punished any more severe than Dr. Shafiq Sheikh's? Dr. Shafiq Sheikh got probation, 10 years probation. Yet he lost his medical license, which he was supposed to, but he got 10 years probation. Bill Cosby got 10 years in prison. So you can't even really argue that Bill Cosby should have got time because of how many times he did it. No, because how many life sentences can you get if you kill someone? You kill one person, you kill 200 people. How many life sentences can you get? One. How many death sentences can you get? One. Now, in some cases, symbolically, they'll give a person a life sentence for each person they killed, like if some crazy wacko goes into a movie theater and lights the place up, and they'll symbolically, the judge will give a life sentence for each person. So if you get 50 life sentences, how many of those life sentences are you actually going to serve? One. How many people Now, Bill Cosby was convicted for Andrea Constant. He was only convicted for her one. Dr. Shafiq Shaikh raped how many women? One. Dr. Shafiq Shaikh gets 10 years probation. Bill Cosby gets 10 years in prison. So, you do the math. We'll be back with more of this program before I break up out of here. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on, it's just getting on my nerves. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Oh, boy. And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com, theronkellyshow.com. You know, Facebook, once again, has paused my program for some reason, but I got to keep moving because we're all on blogtalkradio.com. It's theronkellyshow.com. All right, so they say I should be resuming shortly. Okay. So, what do you think? Do you think that okay. All right, everybody. So we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show .com. I lost my Facebook feed. Which I really didn't expect to lose my feed, but I lost mine. Let me see if I can get it back. All right, and we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Facebook's full of surprises, man. You know, I may have to dump Facebook. I may have to dump Facebook because they are really, truly getting on my nerves. This is electronic nonsense. So when I'm speaking to an existence, we get on a real radio station. We have to go through this crap. Shout out to Dave Ullman and Deacon and Queen Newkirk, who have joined the program as well. So as I was speaking a little bit earlier, it's about 15, 16 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to all my folks, my church peeps, at well, I almost forgot the name of the church, Christ Church, in Montclair and in Rockaway, New Jersey. Now, I don't represent the church now, so don't be saying it right. Why y'all got no? I don't represent the church. I'm a volunteer. I don't represent the church. But if you don't have a church home, you can come to either the Montclair campus, located at Trinity Place in Montclair, or you can come to, shout out to Lamont Gage, shout out to Bunny McKnight, thank you guys for coming back. Or you can go to the West Campus in Rockaway, New Jersey, the one that I'm associated with, Green Palm Road. and Rockaway. So if you don't have a church home, you can make your home at Christ Church, either in Montclair or in Rockaway, New Jersey. Pastor Dave Island will welcome you. All right, it's about 14 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. So like I said, shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. What's up, Sharon? What's up, my sister? I was looking for you. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. Shout out to Dave Omen, and shout out to I think they have their Facebook page together. Ain't that nice? Deacon and Queen Susan Newkirk. Deacon Wayne and Queen Susan Newkirk from Christ Church. When they have their page together. Ain't that nice? Married couple got their page together. I'm going to do that one day. Next time I get married, I'm going to... next time I get married, I'm going to have a page with my wife. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a page with my wife. So I have a page with my wife. But anyway, so Bill Cosby goes to jail. This man, Dr. Shafiq Sheikh, raped a woman in the hospital where he worked. He had to go on a different floor because doctors are assigned to certain floors, so he had to go to a different floor. So he went into another floor. He went into the woman's hospital, raped this woman repeatedly. The DNA test came back to him. He got 10 years probation. Bill Cosby, on the other hand, gets 10 years in prison. So what do we, you know, so that does give a little bit of a, that does give a shout out to Belinda Bryan. Hey, how you doing, Belinda? So that does give a little validity to folks who are saying that Dr. Bill Cosby was railroaded because he's black. Now, he did what he did now. He did what he did. He admitted what he did. But see, the thing about this that smells about this is that he paid this woman, Andrea Constant, $3.4 million years ago to settle this. Years ago. So the whole thing, after she paid, the whole thing was sealed. So this overzealous prosecutor reopens the case. And then people start coming forward, and now Bill Cosby winds up in jail. An 81-year-old man. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't get any punishment, but what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. If one person gets probation, then Bill Cosby should get probation, too. I'm not saying the man's 81 years old. You know, different things are taken into consideration all the time. And because of a person's age, because they have, some people get released from prison early because they're in bad health. Some people don't get prison time at all because they're old. You know, Bill Cosby's 81 years old. He's way up there. He's past old. You know, he's ancient. And, you know, why should this doctor get probation and Bill Cosby gets jail? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Now, I'm not saying that Dr. Bill Cosby is not guilty of what he did. Of course he is, because he said he did it. He admitted to it. But the whole thing smells. Anyway, It's 11 minutes before the hour. Everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And, of course, it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to my peeps down and my nieces and my sister and my cousins down in North Carolina. Everybody says they're okay, so that's a beautiful thing because I saw some of the pictures and it didn't look too good. So thank the Lord that he kept his hand around them and kept his arms around them. And also, peace be upon those who lost their lives. I understand it was like close to 40 people who lost their lives in Hurricane Florence. So peace be upon those who lost. And we're praying for the family members of the souls who were lost in Hurricane Florence. Right, it's about 10 minutes before the hour. All right, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. TheRonKellyShow.com. You can catch me on Facebook Live for now because Facebook is driving me crazy. You can catch me on Instagram. No, not Instagram. I gotta make a new page. Those of you who like me on Instagram, there's a whole bunch of y'all. I have to make a new page because if you go on my Instagram page now, everything is in Russian, I was told. So I guess that's it for that. So I got to make another one. And the Russians are coming after me. I mean, who am I? Even though, according to statistics, the show is heard in Russia. So I get a strange knock on my door. I'm going in the broom closet. Anyway, not to hide, but to get something. Anyway, it's so, you know, so we watched the you know, and I'm interested to know, and I'll try to take the pulse of the women, you know, over the next week or so when I come back to do the next show. And we'll take the pulse of the women. How do you feel about this, you know, this Dr. Christine Blasey Ford versus the Supreme Court, not Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh? Because what's going to happen is if the Republicans are in a conundrum, because if they vote for the Kavanaugh, then they're going to have to worry about the wave of estrogen that's going to take over Washington when it's their turns, when the midterms come, which the midterms are just next month. Well, next month is next week. So it's virtually next month that the midterms are going to come around. So this is going to be a hot topic, and the women are going to be furious, because if the Democrats, shout out to Tara Kay. So what's going to happen? If the Republicans vote for Kavanaugh, it means that they didn't believe Dr. Ford, they didn't believe nobody. And they have to worry about the women, who are going to be pissed off, and they're going to take it out on the Republicans in the midterms. So this is going to be very interesting. I know y'all probably don't care, but it's interesting to me as a journalist and as a radio personality, a news talk radio personality, it's going to be very interesting to find out. So I'm looking forward to November 7th. It's going to be cold then, too. So I'm looking forward to November 7th when we will find out who wins and who loses. All right, it's about 7 minutes before the hour, everybody. So what else is going on? Steve Harvey lost his show. You see, I never wished bad on anybody. I don't get a kick out of anybody getting losing anything. But I used to tweet at Bill Cosby. I used to tweet, shout out to Aaron. Were there any black or non-white jurors on Cosby case? You know what, Lamont? I have no idea. I have no idea if there were any black people on. I'll find out. Let me see. Were there any black people on Cosby's jury? That's a very interesting question, Lamont. Lamont Gates, Real Social Talk, I believe the name of the show is, on Blog Talk Radio. Let me see. Interesting question. I would say that they were. If I had to guess, I would say that they were, Ma. Ten were white. There were two blacks, Lamont. There were two blacks. Yeah, there were two African Americans. 10 white and 2 African Americans, Lamont Gates. 10 white, 2 African Americans on Bill Cosby's. Now, oh boy, I mean, it's not funny, but the jury's supposed to be representative of the community. Now, this is held in Pennsylvania. I know there's more than 8-to-2 ratio of black folks. Well, if there were 5 blacks and 5 whites, it would cut it out. But I don't think that having 2 token blacks, but do they have to? I mean, it's not a murder trial. Some trials you just need a majority. So I have to look that up, Lamont. Some trials you just need a majority. You don't need the whole, because there are trials where the majority rules. There are some. This isn't a murder case. I think in murder cases it has to be, in some cases, depending on the severity of the proceeding, there has to be a unanimous verdict. But there are trials where, you know, you got time to look it up, because I'm getting ready to end the show. So I don't really have time. I got about 4 minutes left of the program. But yeah, so Cosby, Yeah, it just hurt. You know, it just kind of hurt. You know, I'm smiling, but I'm not smiling about Cosby. It just hurt that he was hauled off in handcuffs. You know, America's Dad, Cosby Show, Jell-O Pudding. You know, all the, you know, all the money he gave to the historically black colleges and universities, and you know, then he tried to take his star off the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Somebody wrote serial racist next to it with a spray can or whatever, and they tried to take they tried to take Trump's off too. I guess that cuts the racial part out of it, Lamont. But they tried to remove Bill Cosby's star off the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and the Chamber of Commerce there said no, we'll leave it because it's about what he did as an actor, as a philanthropist. You know, because that's the case, there'd be a whole lot of stars removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame if they removed every star from everyone who did something wrong. There'd be a whole lot of people missing. So that's out. Anyway, everybody, it's about 3 minutes left to the hour. And again, so we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to be watching this very carefully. Shout out to my people over at JR. I think nobody's there right now. And thank you. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see this vote. The vote is tomorrow. The vote for, now a lot of y'all don't care. You know, I do because I find this stuff fascinating. I know a lot of people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. See, most of the people who are on Facebook Live don't really care, but the people on the radio do. So I have to serve two masters kind of when I do the show on Facebook Live as opposed to, and then I have my listeners who listen only on the radio. People all around the country who listen to the show only on radio. So I have to keep them happy too. So I have to balance in between. But anyway, it was a pleasure. It was my pleasure serving you once again right here on the Ron Kelly Show. I was on the People's Court. I was on the People's Court yesterday. I was on the People's Court and I was involved in a taping of a segment of the People's Court yesterday morning. I was on People's Court. And I don't know when the show is going to air because they tape these shows ahead of time. Judge Million actually lives in Florida. And she comes up, you know, every so often and does a bunch of shows and then she goes back home. But that's how it is when you're rich and famous. You don't really have to work. I was on the People's Court yesterday. The show is going to air. They told me it's in a couple of months, but they're going to let me know. There's about a minute and a half left of the program. They're going to let me know when the show airs and when yours truly is on national television on the People's Court. I'll let you guys know because they're going to let me know. A couple weeks before the show actually airs. Probably won't air until November, December. But yes, I was on the People's Court yesterday. I did tape a segment of the People's Court. Yesterday, it was on national television in front of millions of people. And but it was only taped. It hasn't been shown yet. But already my views are up on my Facebook page just from the audience who were there. So, you know, so that's going to work out really nice. And hopefully it'll go somewhere. I know where we have to end up. Anyway, all right, so I'm out, everybody. It's about 45 minutes left to the program. So I'll see you back here next week for another edition of Ron Kelly Show. So until everybody, take care of yourself. Don't get mad when you get cut off. Because you don't know what that other person might have. So when you get cut off, just keep driving. Don't get into an argument with them. Because you don't know what they might have behind the scene. You never know who might be having a bad day. You never know who might be on the edge on the fringe. And I'd rather talk to you than read about you. So until next week, everybody, just be nice to somebody. I'll see you guys next week. I'm done.